The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Christ's use of hate in today's gospel hopefully caused our ears to perk up a little bit. If we don't hate people, he says, we can't be his disciple. This hopefully strikes us as odd, especially considering it's Christ who says it. It seems at odds with the rest of his message, which is love your neighbor. And here he says to hate your own family, to hate your own life. This doesn't mean that we actually get to go around hating people. I know sometimes that's easier, but it does mean that our love of family, of mother, father, spouse, child, brother, sister, and even love of our own life must come secondary to love of God. My brothers and sisters, today Christ is calling us to deeper, more intimate discipleship with himself, to follow him above everything else, to put him first in our life, to give ourselves wholly to him. So will we love God more than family? Will we count the cost before building the tower? Will we position our troops and count our troops before we go to war? But most importantly, will we take up our cross and follow him?